Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, Dr. Bloom was closing and he began the invitation. Let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
So our Christ is incomparable even to high-ranking angels. We're not calling on angels for our help. We're not calling on angels for deliverance. We don't call on angels for direction or to find out God's will or anything else. Even in the Old Testament, it wasn't until people called on the Lord that sometimes he would send his angel. So we're not to be praying to angels. We're not to be worshiping them. They also are created beings. Now, the difference with angels and us, we had Adam and Eve that were created, and then you and I are procreations. We're not new ones, each person a newly created person, but rather we're procreated. Each angel is a separate creation. That's why the angels cannot have a Savior, because Jesus would have to die for each one each time. Whereas Christ died for all men for all sin, because each angel is a separate creation, it would take many, many spiritual deaths for him to pay their price. Now let me say this. Angels had greater light. Theirs is not a thing of faith because they had greater light. They already have seen all these things. You and I have to receive or reject Jesus Christ by faith. So that's the difference. And so he closed out there saying, these angels help to minister to us who are to be heirs of salvation. Can you see the love of God in that? He sent these angels for the sole purpose of ministering, doing things in your life in order that you might be saved. And then after you're saved, they're there and they help to lead you in ways that you're not aware of. You're just not aware of it. Again, don't worship angels. Worship the Lord. I'm going to call upon God. I'm going to call upon him. My help cometh from the Lord. And that's even in the Old Testament. My help is not from the angels. The angels are sent by the Lord in that help. But my help cometh from the Lord. And so, my friend, as we conclude this first chapter of Hebrews, let me ask you, what are you depending upon for your salvation? You must realize that Jesus Christ was Almighty God come in the flesh. He always was. He always existed in eternity past. But seeing that there would be no way that the man he created in his image could be saved and have eternal life, but rather would have to suffer with the devil and his angels in that eternal lake of fire, he humbled himself, emptied himself of heaven's glory to come to this earth to take on human flesh. He was 100% God, but in flesh that was 100% man with a human spirit. He never sinned, not one time, that he might be an acceptable sacrifice, because the sacrifice for our sin had to be one without sin. And Jesus was that. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. He was dying for all sin for all time. He died for me. He died for you. When he died, his body was placed in his tomb. The spirit of him went down into the depths of hell. The Bible says he preached to the spirits in prison. Now, he wasn't tormented down there. He wasn't tortured down there, because it was his spirit that went down there, and he is the one that will actually do the tormenting in hell. But 3 days later, his spirit re-entered his body, and his body arose from the dead. He was victorious over hell and death, and the Bible says that he has the keys of both hell and death. That is why Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me." Jesus is your only way of salvation. Now, there are some that like to quote John 3:16, and it's a wonderful verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." A lot of people like to say, see, all you need to do is believe. Well, the Bible tells us the devils believe and tremble, yet they're not going to heaven. And you see, too often we just cut it off at the end of the verse. We don't read the rest of the verses that were in that paragraph, because that same paragraph of John 3:16 goes on up through verse 21. In verses 19 through 21, he talks about men loving darkness rather than light and won't come to the light. See, there are men that say, yeah, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell, but no, I don't want Jesus to cleanse my sin from me. I like living this life. I like the way I live it, and I want to continue in this evil. I want to continue in this sin. And they realize that they're coming into a commitment with Christ if they get saved. And so they reject it. And one day they'll stand before God and they'll have to tell him why that sin was worth burning forever and ever in a lake of fire. Now, my friend, knowing these things, what must you do to be saved? First of all, admit that you are a sinner. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me, and that includes you. There is none righteous, no, not one, Romans 3:10 says. And so, my friend, in order to go to heaven, we have to have a righteousness that is equal to that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're depending upon your own righteousness, then you have to do what Jesus did. You have to live as pure. You have to be as clean. There was never any guile in his mouth. How about yours? He never did any evil. How about you? He died, was buried, and rose from the dead. If you're going to go on your merit, then you have to be able to die. 3 days later, raise your body out of a grave, and then make your body eternal. If you can't do that, my friend, you need a Savior. You must be willing to turn from sin, that is, repent. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 is very clear. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Now, I'm glad that we're also told in Acts chapter 11, verse 18, that God has granted unto us repentance unto life. Now, that word repent means two things. It means to have a change of mind, and it means to turn from. And both are the idea in repenting for salvation. It's changing your mind. Instead of depending on yourself, instead of depending upon religion, instead of depending upon money or anything else, you're depending solely, totally, completely on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a change of mind, but it's also a turning. You're turning from sin to Christ. But this also understands that when we turn to Christ, that we can't do it of our own strength and power. And so we turn to him to take our sin from us. Matter of fact, the name Jesus means he will save his people from their sins, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. So we're willing for Christ to cleanse us of our sin. We don't want to be like those in John 3 that love darkness rather than light. Oh, yes, they would want salvation, but they don't want their sin removed. And if that's you, then, my friend, you're not saved until you're willing for Christ to cleanse you by his blood. The next thing is believing that Jesus Christ indeed shed his blood on the cross and died for you, and that he was buried, and 3 days later rose from the dead. Through prayer, you invite Jesus Christ to come into your life as your God and Savior. Remember, there is only one Savior. There's only one God, and that is found in the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, right now, right where you are, you can ask the Lord to save you. You say, Brother Andy, I'm not real sure how to do that. Well, I want to form a prayer. Now, the prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. However, you really want to turn to Jesus Christ. You want him to have your heart and life. You want to be saved right now. Then pray this prayer and mean it. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now want you to take my sin from me, to cleanse me, and to save me. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, then write us and let us know. Matter of fact, I want to give you two things to do. First of all, if you don't belong to a local church, a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, then look in your yellow pages. Look up under Baptist Independent Fundamental. Call the church. Tell them the decision that you have just made, and you want to know the next step. And I'm sure they'll want to be right there to help you. Then secondly, write us. You can either email us through the website, which our announcer will give you in just a few moments, or you can write us at our physical address, which also our announcer will give you in a few moments. And I want to be able to rejoice in your decision. And also, I want to send you a booklet absolutely free titled Building Blocks. It's a booklet that I've written. It's a booklet that is designed to help you to grow in your new Christian life. It'll teach you how to study the Bible, to get more from it. It'll teach you how to pray. It'll teach you some basic Bible doctrine. It'll even teach you about future things. And so I would love for you to have this booklet free. Just write and say, Pastor Andy, I ask Jesus Christ to save me listening to your broadcast. Please send the booklet. Now, if you're already saved but you want the booklet, say, Brother Andy, please send me the booklet. I am already saved, but I will use it to disciple another believer. And if you'll do that, then I'll send it to you absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up now. I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
And though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation for the Lord.